Completing the application is really more of a formality, but if you're not paying attention to it, it can do some serious damage to your chances of landing that job. So let's go over a few of the important aspects that will help. The most important rule in completing an application is never, ever, ever write "See resume" anywhere on that document. I know your dates of employment and your educational history is right there for them to see on your resume, but what happens if the application and your resume separate for some reason? I mean, what if the paperclip just falls off? Well, then they've got your application that says "See resume," and there's no resume to go see. Plus, the way that most employers interpret "See resume" is, "I am just too lazy to rewrite this information out for you, so go look at my resume." That's why it's important to bring a document with you that has all your information on it. Your dates of employment, your educational history, your reference information, all in one place, easy to find. I can't tell you how disorganized it makes you look when you're sitting there in the lobby pulling out your wallet looking for numbers or digging through your briefcase or your purse, and then you're scrolling through your phone and you pull out your PDA and then you pull out that thick bulky day planner. All the while stuff is falling out all over the place that you have to pick up. I mean, it's like you're sitting there thinking, huh, an application. Wow, I had no idea that they'd have an application for me to fill out on this job interview. If only they would have told me, I could have been more prepared. Well, hey, I'm telling you, they're probably going to have an application for you to fill out. It's a job interview, so be ready for it. Next is the dreaded salary expectations box. Always, always, always either write open or negotiable in that box. You don't want to pin yourself to a number. And I'll get into the explanation of why that's so important on the later tracks about the money conversations, but just know you need to stay away from listing a number or even a range there. Just say open or negotiable. Now, another aspect that you need to consider when you're filling out an application is that some companies use applications as a tool to evaluate handwriting. Now, if they use whiteboards a lot in their planning meetings, or they ever use handwritten notes for any reason or whatever, the application is a great place to get a sample of your handwriting. So make an effort to write legibly. Now lastly, in the application phase, you may be asked to sign a release form so they can do a background check on you or a credit check. Before you sign those documents, be sure to clarify when they'll be doing the checks and make sure they'll only be running the checks when they get to the offer stage. Sometimes background checks can turn into mini reference checks. And the primary concern here is that if you're currently working and your employer doesn't know that you're looking for a new position, they may call your boss to verify employment. And before they conclude that call, they might ask something like, if the opportunity here at XYZ company doesn't work out, would you consider this person for rehire? Would they be eligible for a rehire? Can you imagine the conversation you'd have with your boss after that call comes in? Brutal. About 2 weeks prior to me recording this track, that exact same thing happened from a new client that we had just picked up. It was a bank. I'm not going to tell you which one, but they outsourced their background checks to another company. And that outsourced company asked that exact same question on a voicemail message to the candidate's boss. If the opportunity here at the bank doesn't work out, would this person be eligible for rehire? And that candidate at the time had only been on one interview in a two-interview process, and there was still another candidate being considered for the position. So they didn't even have the job yet. And you'll never guess how he found out. He was at his company Christmas party on a Friday afternoon at the office, and the boss calls him over and plays the message for him over the speakerphone for everybody to hear, and then looks up at him and says, "What the heck is this? You're looking for a new job?" Can you imagine his panic? I mean, that's why it's so important to be clear with them that they should not do the background check before they know they could be moving forward. And let them know they're welcome to make an offer contingent on the background check, but not to do it beforehand. And if they ask why, feel free to share this story with them. It's true, and it's a legitimate concern. Plus, while they do have the right to do a background check, you also have a right to keep your Social Security number confidential until it's really necessary to give it up. I mean, if you're handing out that number on every interview you go on, and they're all doing background checks, well, you're opening yourself up for possibly some identity theft or something along those lines by handing out your personal information to everybody you meet. So again, I'm not saying you need to flat out refuse them here. Just express your concerns and reassure them that you'll give them the information they need once there's a mutual interest from both sides. And, you know, if you've got nothing to hide in your background, let them know that too, because that definitely helps. Now, I've been talking about this for a while, and I've had several people ask me, well, how do you actually get away with saying that without offending anybody? And I'm sure that's a concern for a couple of people listening here as well. So if it were me and I were handing in my application and I was in this situation, this is how I would say it. You know, I had a quick question about the application information and asked for me to sign a release form to do a background check, which I'll be glad to do because my background and my credit history are clean, but I was hoping I could hold off on giving out my Social Security number until I knew that there was a mutual interest in this opportunity. I know a guy who signed a release form just like this, and that company revealed the purpose of the background check to his current employer, and at my company, that's grounds for termination. So I really need to be as proactive as I can about these background checks. I'll be happy to sign it. I just want to hold off for right now. Is that fair? Or if you're not working, but you're still concerned about identity theft, you can try it like this. Excuse me, I just had a quick question about the application information. It asked for me to sign this release form to do a background check, which I'll be glad to do because my background and my credit history are clean, but I was hoping I could hold off on giving out my Social Security number until I know that there's a mutual interest in this opportunity. Since I've been actively interviewing for new opportunities, I'm a little concerned about handing out my Social Security number to so many people, especially with so many cases of identity theft being reported in this area. You know, so I'll be happy to sign this. I just want to hold off for right now. Is that okay? Now, it's likely that that's going to make sense to them and that's going to be fine. However, if they absolutely insist, okay, I can appreciate that. I'll definitely sign it if that means I won't have a chance of getting the job if I don't. But I'm just trying to be cautious with my information. I'm sure you can understand that. So how about this? How about I sign this? But I'm going to hang on to it until after the interview and after I've had a chance to get more information about the position. And if it seems like it could be a fit and there seems to be some mutual interest there, I won't leave the building without giving this to you. But can I just hang on to it for right now? And that way I'm not handing it to you blind. Is that fair? And if you're currently employed, you want to add to that. Plus, I do need to know when you're planning on doing the background check because confidentiality is critical for me. I'm sure you can understand where I'm coming from on that. Now, if they say no to that and they won't let you hang on to it to at least meet the hiring manager, is that really a company you want to work for? I mean, if they're willing to treat you like that before they've even hired you, to me, that's an indicator of how they're going to treat you once you work there. So personally, I'd leave, but that's just me. I'm not saying you should. That's just me. So to wrap up, you never, ever want to write "see resume" on the application. Make sure to bring all your information that you need to complete the application on one sheet of paper that's easy to access, write neatly, and be careful with those release forms. Okay, so you hand it in, and here comes the hiring manager to get you. Are you ready to respond?